A dream comes true. William's dream. William lived in a small village called Wimbe. Most of the people in Wimbe live on small farms. They grow crops. William was really interested in machines. He would take them apart and put them back together. He liked to find out how they worked. William wanted to go to high school. He wanted to learn as much as he could. His dream was to learn how to help his family. This is a school near where William lives. A difficult time. One year, there was a drought in Wimbe. The people didn't have much food or money. William and his family could have only one meal a day. Sometimes William's father went without a meal so that his family could survive. William's parents didn't have enough money for William to go to high school. They were worried. They knew how important school was and how good it would be for William. This woman's crop has failed. William's idea. William couldn't speak or read English very well. But he liked books. He couldn't go to school. However, he could go to the library. William was at the library one day when he saw a book with windmills on the cover. He knew that a windmill used wind to make electricity. The book gave William an idea. There was a lot of wind in Wimbe. He would build a windmill. The book that gave William an idea. Solving problems. William used a dictionary to work out the words he didn't know. He followed the diagrams in the book. He didn't have the tools he needed, so he made them. William went to scrapyards to find what he needed to make a windmill. Some kids laughed at him and said he was crazy. But that didn't stop William. A close-up of one of William's windmills. From old junk to a windmill. William and his friends found plastic pipes and a broken bicycle. They found an old generator, too. Then William made a windmill. The people in his village laughed at him when he tried to put it up. However, the wind caught the blades. The blades spun faster and faster. Then the bicycle light he had attached came on. The laughing changed to cheering. William had made electricity. Windmill. William's father laughs outside their home. Their home now has electricity thanks to William's windmills. A new life for Wimbe. William's windmill changed life for the people of Wimbe. The women didn't have to walk for hours to get water. The windmill pumped the water for them and their crops. The homes in Wimbe had lights at night. As for William, his dream came true. He proved that a small idea can grow into something big. You just have to keep trying. William's proud parents stand outside their well-lit home.